بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So far we've spoken about Adam عليه السلام and his dua. We've spoken about Nuh عليه السلام and his dua. And we mentioned that between the two was Idris عليه السلام. But there's no recorded dua of his in the Quran. Now if we continue with this theme of Ad'iya or duas of the Anbiya in the Quran, then if we're going to move chronologically, the next two Anbiya that are mentioned in the Quran is Hud alayhi salam and Salih alayhi salam, who were sent to the Ad and the Thamud respectively. These were two prophets who preached in Arabia, in the Arabian Peninsula, but at a time that was very, very, very long ago. And these are known as Al-Arabul Ba'ida, the extinct Arabs that existed a long, long, long time before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Arabian Peninsula. So although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dedicates many pages to their da'wah, to their people, but again here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't record any du'a of theirs explicitly in the Quran. So we have Hud, then we have Salih. The next Nabi that is mentioned that we can place chronologically is Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, there's many du'as of his in the Quran. We're going to discuss one today inshallah. And Ibrahim alayhi salam lived around 2000 BCE, which was 4000 years ago, 2600 years before our Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam approximately. And the impact that Ibrahim alayhi salam had on history is something it's very hard to overestimate. So the ulama refer to him as Abul Anbiya, the father of the Anbiya. And if we just look at the 25 Anbiya that are mentioned in Quran, 5 existed before Ibrahim alayhi salam, which we mentioned. Nuh alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, Hud and Salih, they were before Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then you have Ibrahim alayhi salam, the 19 that come after him, 16 of those are definitely his direct descendants. And 2 of them possibly they are also his descendants. And Lut alayhi salam was his nephew who was a relative of his. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abul Anbiya is rightfully called that. And he lived at a time when there was shirk in the entire world was engulfed in shirk. And Ibrahim alayhi salam was the one lone voice of Tawheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as Hanifa wa ma, that he's Hanifan, he's turning away from all other deities, etc., and turning towards Allah alone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam to follow the millah of Ibrahim, the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam, turning towards Allah alone. And the interesting thing to note from the du'as is many du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran. But one common theme is that he is always concerned about his aqidah and his sons and his progeny. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, I am going to make you a leader for the people, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, and what about my progeny? When he's building the Kaaba with Ismail alayhi salam, رَبَّنَا وَجَعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكَ. Ya Allah, make us those who submit to you and also from our progeny. And a consistent theme in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam that whenever there is some dua that he makes, it's for himself and then his progeny. And so we notice something amazing that although he had this massive impact on history and more than half of the world's population accept him in some form or the other today, when Ibrahim alayhi salam passed away, he hadn't really changed much in the world physically at the time when he passed away. But what he did do was he left behind 2 sons, Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. And these 2 sons, he had trained them in such a way that even on his deathbed, so to speak, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ, that he made sure that he, you know, made this firm in their hearts that remain upon Tawheed and make your progeny like that as well. And so the lesson to learn from the Ad'iyah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the one that we're going to mention specifically is that yes, maybe you can't change the entire world, but what you can do is you can change yourself, you can be worried about yourself and your progeny, meaning your children, you have a say in that. And by doing that, the impact you can have on the world is unbelievable. And that's what we see in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That he left this world and he hadn't changed many people, but his 2 sons he had changed. And those 2 sons went on to change the entire world. So the dua that we're going to be looking at of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he leaves Ismail alayhi salam in the desert, and here it's a long dua that's mentioned in the Quran. In the beginning, he says, وَجُنُوبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. He's asking Allah, he's the destroyer of idols. Ibrahim alayhi salam destroyed the idols. But he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect me and my sons from ever worshipping these idols. So you can see the concern he has for his progeny. And then at the end of the dua, he says, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ. Ya Allah, make me, O my Lord, make me someone who upholds salah, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, And also my progeny make them from those who uphold salah. So this is a very beautiful, powerful dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي. Very, very important that we do what we can, and we make sure that our children do what they can. And inshallah, like that, if every ummati does that, the entire ummah can change in a generation or two. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.